Today is Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is... I wasn't ready. It is National Bavarian Crepes Day. It is also National Goof Off Day, which I did some of that because I had trouble making myself want to work. I did accomplish a few things at work, but not nearly as much as I needed to. Bavarian Crepes Day. I wonder if that's different than just a normal crepe. The photo that they've used looks like a crepe, but I don't know if there are differences between... You know what I could do? I could do ChatGPT here. And I could say, what's the difference between, let's say, Bavarian and French crepes, or crepes. For a while, ChatGPT was just giving me a, something went wrong. Oh, now it's just sitting there and thinking. It's just blinking. Oh, they're struggling. Everybody wants to use it so much that I think they're struggling with all the folks just, you know, making use of ChatGPT. Plus, I mean, I'm using the free version and now they're charging. So maybe it is slowly typing an answer. This is the slowest typing of an answer that I have ever seen. It's like, it's thinking. We may know by the end of the episode. So we'll come back to that. But I recorded, and I'm trying to think what I did last night. I made chili. I actually was very busy after I recorded because if I have something I need to do, something that I need to accomplish, it's best if I do not go downstairs and sit on the couch. If I sit on the couch, it is likely that I am not going to do anything else. I'm going to stay firmly planted on the couch for the rest of the evening because I'm tired, I've been working or goofing off, you know, whatever the case may be. And, you know, so I didn't sit on the couch. I needed to cook for dinner. I also needed to check the hot tub and adjust the chlorine and pH and all that kind of stuff. I needed to adjust all that because I knew that it needed some chlorine for sure. And so I went downstairs and I started cooking immediately, and it was chili. So, and I used the Instant Pot for that. I mean, you wouldn't have to, but I do like 20 minutes of pressure cooking just to get all the flavors melded together. Again, you wouldn't have to do that, but I find that sauces and chilies are better the longer they cook. So in Instant Pot, it's just, you know, speeds that up a little bit. So I did that. So I got all my, I sauteed my onion because I put onion in it with a little oil. Then I put the meat in and, you know, got that up, put the spices in there, put some beans because I do put beans in my chili and everything. Got that all set and then put the pressure cooker. While I was doing that and like while I was waiting on the meat to brown and all that kind of stuff, it's trash day on Wednesdays. So I was collecting all the trash from around the various rooms in the house. So I did that, and then I spent some time adjusting the chemicals in the hot tub, and so I got those all adjusted. It took me a couple of times. I put shock in there, pool shock or hot tub shock, because I find that these little chlorine tablets, it's interesting because it seems like you almost need to go out every day and check the chemicals, check the balance, check all this kind of stuff and kind of adjust it almost on a daily basis. It is not a set it and forget it sort of thing. But I love having the electric sensor just floating in there all the time, because it is so much easier than trying to take the readings with the strips or whatever that I was using before. So that makes it easier, but it's still, you have to keep on top of it. You have to keep it. You just, you can't let it go. So anyway, so I took the readings and I put in some shock, but what I was going to say is those little tablets, if I throw a new tablet in, but the chlorine is already low, it doesn't seem to bump it up enough. And so I find that I have to use the shock treatment. And it's interesting because the vinyl is fading because of all this chemical. I don't know if it's supposed to do this, but it's a gray vinyl and it's getting whiter and whiter and whiter. But the sensor is telling me that my disinfection level is at a good, you know, in the green. So I feel it doesn't smell super chloriney, but it sure is fading. But anyway, so I did that. I had to do a couple of shock treatments. You have to wait 15 minutes after the shock treatment and then you can get in. And I also did a pH up because the pH was low. So anyway, I did those things and then I waited about half an hour because I did it twice. And then I got in the hot tub and soaked for half an hour while the chili was I put on the rice because we eat chili with rice. So I got in the hot tub while I was waiting on the rice to cook and all that kind of stuff. So we'll interrupt this. ChatGPT is finished now, so I'll just read a little bit of this. Bavarian crepes and French crepes are both types of thin pancake-like dishes, but they differ in several ways. Bavarian crepes, also known as Palatschinken, are a traditional dish in Bavarian cuisine. They are typically made with a batter of flour, eggs, milk, and sugar, and are cooked in a pan like pancakes. Bavarian crepes are often served rolled up with a sweet filling such as fruit compote, jam, or whipped cream. They are also sometimes served as a savory dish with fillings like ham and cheese. French crepes, on the other hand, are a staple of French cuisine and are known for their delicate texture and versatility. They are made of batter of also flour, eggs, milk, butter, so no sugar. They don't mention sugar here. And are cooked in a special flat pan called a crepe pan. And they're also filled with, you know, I don't think there are, yeah, I'm not sure that there are very many differences because it says also French crepes can be served with either sweet or savory fillings. I mean, there's a special pan for French crepes and maybe French crepes are missing the sugar. But honestly, again, you can't believe everything that ChatGPT says. So maybe there is sugar in Bavarian in French crepes as well. I don't know. Anyway, regardless, they're basically the same thing. Sorry, ChatGPT. Anyway, so I soaked in the hot tub while the rice was cooking, and then we had chili and rice, and we had some tortilla chips just for some crunch. Put a little sour cream and cheese on top. I mean, not all that together. I just served the chips in a bowl. And I feel like I did some other stuff as well, sorted some mail, whatever. So I got a lot of things done. And then I thought, okay, it is National 3D Day. I'm going to start on... You know, I'm going to start on my 3D modeling for the Mix Minus animated logo that I'm wanting to do. So I actually got quite far on that, although Blender crashed. I was doing it on my laptop and it crashed and I had not saved. And I had gotten quite a lot done. And I thought I had lost it, but luckily Blender has introduced an auto save feature, so I was able to pull it back. So I did that just kind of while we were watching television. And yeah, so that's pretty much all I did. I want to say my co-host, I found that I am a person that takes everything personally when it comes to criticisms, as I've talked about before. My co-host on Mix Minus can be quite a critical person and quite a perfectionist when it comes to how things are done. And I got some feedback on how I'm handling the video this morning. And of course, I'm already like, oh my God, what am I doing wrong? You know, I'm not, I'm having all these thoughts. It's not a good mix having a co-host. I'm very sensitive and my co-host is very critical. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.